Welcome to the We Raise the Stars and Stripes Over Japan podcast. My name is Mark Steven Schwartz, and it is both an honor and a privilege for me to read the diaries from American and Allied civilian prisoners of war interned in and around Kobe, Japan during the Great Pacific War, World War II. This is episode number 22. April 24th, 1942, Charles F. Gregg. Read from Middle Temple to South Seas, a travelogue of Suva Villa with mentions of other islands in New Hebrides and Fiji and the Solomon Islands. Interesting subject, but poorly treated. Scuttlebutt, English pushback in Libya and fight close for season with Italy and Germany having the upper hand. Axis powers to launch an all-out offensive of 7 million men against Russia starting the 1st of June. Internees in Japan to remain here until end of the war. Potential war between Italy and Germany versus Japan if Axis powers should be victorious. Boy, we prisoners really have a long wait mapped out for us. That we will not be released until the war is over is quite possible. But our hope and faith refuse to recognize that it will be so. Harold Brinkerhoff. Mother Nature is dressing up in her finest. Green grass can be seen appearing on the hills. Most of the trees are in leaf and flowers are blooming everywhere. I was homesick as there was some ice plant in bloom. It's very plentiful around San Diego. The amas were out with the small children, letting them play on the slides and swings. The birds are mating. All nature was bright and happy. Roy Henning. Spent large part of the day sewing. Made an auxiliary inside coat pocket. Patched the lining. Fixed the pockets. Swell day. Nice sun. Quite warm. Bob Vaughn and I mixed swell sandwich mix. Cherries. Fruit salad, coffee powder and jam, black as coal, very sweet. April 25th, 1942. Max Brodowski at Butterfield and Swires. We have already rounded out 13 weeks in this house. This life of inactivity is becoming very monotonous. The food has been good and bad, much fish and vegetables. We spent part of the winter here and the drop in temperature from the 85-degree average of Guam to below freezing was hard to take. We saw the roof tiles of Kobe covered with snow. The weather now is beautiful. Most days are balmy and warm, occasionally a rainy day. I weighed myself yesterday, 185 pounds, about 20 pounds lighter than at Guam. This is the first opportunity I have had since our capture more than 4 months ago. It will be 5 months on May 10th. Charles F. Gregg. Fine day. No bomb alarms. Talk that alarms the past few days were propaganda to sell more war risk insurance. Mrs. Allen bought some dolls and miniature tea sets for us. Good evening meal of bread, tea, and beef stew with a little meat, potatoes, and onions. The best meal we have had to date. Recently, we have been having a better grade of butterball, thanks to the Swiss consul. We have also secured our proper ration of bread of 1/2 pound per meal. On the whole, our food has improved slightly in quantity and considerably in quality during the past 2 weeks. Rumor today that 3 ships are coming in June to evacuate, 1 all English, 2 all Americans, 3 all other Europeans and South Americans. Roy Henning. Nice sunny day. Exercise in the morning. Sunbathe. Whittle out bamboo stirring sticks. Swell meals, strip bacon breakfast, meatloaf lunch, beef stew potatoes, and onions for dinner. Harold Brinkerhoff. Nothing of interest. Lunch and dinner were two of the largest meals we have had. April 26, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Fulfilling a promise made Friday. Sakamoto, as Matsuda was absent, and that being the condition of the promise, has permitted two men to go out shopping both morning and afternoon. It is quite a joke. The dislike of the police here at the house for the officer in charge, Matsuda, none of them likes him. Carl was successful in getting in for the group marmalade at 55 sen. Two cans per group and dried bananas. Seven per man at 60 sen per seven. Jim Thomas went out shopping on the afternoon tour. I'm reading a good novel, A Pageant of Victory by Jeffrey Farnall. Dinner of fried meat, very small steak with plenty raw sliced onions. Excellent. Clark Eldridge and Charlie Myers from the other group dropped by for a short visit. Their police officer in charge is much more liberal, and consequently they are permitted to go shopping for walks through town more frequently. Harold Brinkerhoff. It has been funny. I have had a feeling for the past 2 days that something has happened to one of the boys. I don't know whether it was serious, but it has bothered me. There was a story came in that bombing was done by the Japanese so the government could sell damage insurance. The people are worked up. They can't understand why they don't receive word from their boys in the South. Roy Henning. Sunday, bright Sunday, sunny morning. Mess cook again. Great event. Had rice porridge breakfast. Sure swell. Whittled couple stirring sticks. Took shower, washed hair, and washed clothes. Bryant Sterling. Sunday. Kinda neglected the little book lately. Maybe it's because I've got a full belly and I'm getting lazy. Believe me, haven't missed any passes at the grub. Since I've been in the kitchen, and on top of that, the food has been excellent the last week. Have had steaks, onions, good stews, ham, potato salad, mashed spuds, and believe it or not, frog legs. Many of the fellows don't go for the frog because some guys claimed we were eating rat. A pity, as this was the best meal yet. Won a drawing for a jar of fruit salad. Two jars came in for our group. Haven't opened it yet, but it looks good. Also have been successful in buying jams and one jar of marmalade. Also got a jar for Bill and Clary. Best stuff yet. Things going good in the kitchen. Finally getting in the good graces of the kitchen staff. Fumi-san has given me candy slices at times lately. Finished Jay's knapsack. Turned out good. Was sitting on the back porch when I heard a siren. Round the corner comes an Austin fire engine, loaded down with about 10 Japanese. Sure looked funny. Little tiny thing that it was, and so loaded, it pulled up to a cistern and started pumping water through a hose that averaged a leak to each foot of the hose. A man plugged up the holes with a rubber gum of some sort. All the garbage in the country is handled on carts, hauled mostly by men and some horse. Maybe cheaper to feed the men. April 27, 1942. Harold Brinkerhoff. We are somewhat disappointed as there has been no action since Tuesday to our knowledge. We have come to the conclusion that the planes must have come from a carrier or being ferried to China and dropped their loads in transit. Our meals have been exceptionally good the past 2 days. The lady here donated 2 bottles of grape juice per table. We got in through the restaurant 2 jars of marmalade per table. We drew for them. I got one, the first time I ever won anything. The marmalade is sort of bitter, not like the kind that my sweet mama makes. Only 5 nights until full moon. We're expecting some action then. Roy Henning. Overcast, but warm weather. Whittled spoon made from bamboo. Dried bananas brought for group just like candy. Made charts for camera. fish chowder for lunch. Bob and I had a can of tomatoes at night. Charles F. Gregg. Cloudy day and time dragged pretty heavy. Reading British Fighting Forces, book written in 1940, giving non-technical description of Air Corps, Navy, and the Army of Great Britain. Bryant Sterling. Fixed a cigarette case this morning for Pleitner and spent the afternoon hanging a mosquito netting over my bed. The mosquitoes here are all enormous and extremely hungry. Receive my two sport shirts today. April 28, 1942, Harold Brinkerhoff. It has rained all day. The boys' shirts and my pajama came. The letter B on Ken's was not completed. I will send it back. There were several Army officers here on inspection. We don't know why. The weather has been warm enough so we can spend all our time outside or in our rooms. It is a relief to get out of the smoky haze of the lounging rooms. A foreigner is supposed to have told one of the fellows that 75% of the Jap Merchant Marine has been sunk. There is a report that three exchange ships are coming in about May 15th, one for Americans, one English, and a Danish ship to evacuate all other nationals. Charles F. Gregg. Raining today and quite gloomy. We'll have to return to studying Spanish or do some other studying, as the thought of wasting time makes me restless and dissatisfied. No war news in the paper of any importance. Must be a lull before the storm. Slightly under the weather today due to eating dried bananas. They just won't digest. Roy Henning. Pa's birthday today. Sure wish I was home to celebrate and eat strawberry shortcake. Raining all evening and all day today. April 29th, 1942, Harold Brinkerhoff. The rain has stopped. We had a good breakfast, a generous portion of rice and egg, half pound of bread and coffee. It is the Emperor's birthday. Excuse me, a national holiday. No paper today. A report came in that 40 planes, not 18, bombed Tokyo. Brunton thinks the planes came from a carrier, and we can expect them to return around May 15th, probably supported by land-based planes. The carriers would take about that much time to refuel and return. We shall see what we shall see. There have been news items telling of Japs blasting airfields in China. There was the theft of some canned goods. A search of all rooms was made, but the goods cannot be identified. Maybe the scare will stop the party or parties from further thefts. Dr. McNulty got in some peanut butter. Brunton and I bought half. Any added nourishment is very welcome. We had a generous helping of stew, a small fish, potatoes mixed with little tomato and green peas, pod and all. For dessert, we had a small piece of cake about an inch square. The only time we get a dessert is on occasions like the Emperor's birthday. There were three people who worked here in the mission before we came. They now put out the food for us. Two are Chinese boys, Wong and Liu, and a Japanese woman, Fumi-san. Charles F. Gregg. Good day for bombing, but no planes. Emperor's birthday with a piece of cake for lunch. Both piece and cake are misleading, for it was so small and tasteless as to approach a bite of nothing. Naki-san took Charles Moneyhun and me to a department store after the exercise period. A one-hour trip and interesting. Visited about five floors, saw interesting exhibit of samurai swords, dolls, and two floors were devoted to cloth for women. Some of this cloth is exquisite and cost 600 to 800 yen for approximately a yard, merely sufficient for one obi. An obi is the wide sash fastened in the back with a large flag bow worn by women in Japan as part of the traditional dress. Bought a shaving brush, envelopes, and clogs. Roy Henning, Emperor's birthday. Had exercise in the park at 7:30 a.m. Going to be a regular thing. Nice rice porridge and an egg for breakfast. A little piece of cake for lunch. Saw a good baseball game from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Policemen Mabuchi and Nakai treat Bob Vaughn and I to coffee with real sugar to put in it tonight. April 30th, 1942. Harold Brinkerhoff. Several things happened or came to a head today. Some of the boys made a chuck-a-luck table and were playing out in the courtyard using money. The game was stopped and orders issued that anyone caught gambling would be severely punished. Selling of clothing except within our group was strictly forbidden. A lot of clothing has been sold to get extra food. At least two men have taken French leave at night and wandered about town. Kangaroo Court is to convene. And if these men can be identified, they will be severely punished by our group, as their acts could affect the whole group. Charles F. Gregg. Up early and took a shower. Police forgot and left the hot water on. Cleaned room, roll call. Now exercise in the park for 15 minutes prior to breakfast each morning. Have to do washing today and already have clothes soaking. Ask for Izumeda to come and arrange for medical care of Bob Vaughn. Also ask for irons to be purchased by Swiss Consul and for men to be allowed to purchase technical books. Izumeda called on Consul immediately and secured a grant of 200 yen for books. He then took Taylor, Thomas, and myself out to buy the books. We visited three used bookstores and purchased approximately 115 yen worth of books covering civil and electrical engineering, all branches of math, metallurgy, French to English, Japanese to English, German to English grammars, etc. On the way home, we visited Candelier's and bought apple jam, marmalade, peanut butter, and tomatoes for table group. 12, 6, 6, and 10, all we could purchase. Then the big treat, ice cream, vanilla, a large dish for 26 sen, the best thing I have tasted since being captured. A real treat. Group business, more stealing, French, gambling, selling clothes, and room cleanliness. Roy Henning, beautiful day. Swiss Consul gives 200 yen for books, 117 spent on technical volumes. Did some sewing, buttons, etc. Received instructions on piano from Charlie. I'm okay learning to play Bye Bye Blues. Bryant Sterling. Woke up yesterday morning in time to hear a group of people singing outside. Looked over the side of the porch and watched a trio of Japanese soldiers march past, singing a catchy tune. They were young, looked to be around 18 or 19 years. Plenty of gambling going on, mostly poker. Got in another game myself the other night and lost 11 yen. Glad to learn. One game I like is called Red Dog. Four cards are dealt to each player face down, then one face up. If you have a card out of the four that is the same suit as the one dealt face up and is of higher value, you win. You bet according to the first four cards you hold and place chip on table before fifth card is dealt. If you lose, chip goes in pot and center of table. If you win, money is taken from the pot. May 1st, 1942, Harold Brinkerhoff. The Swiss Consul has given 200 yen for the purchase of technical books. Brunton put in for a book on astronomy. I put in for one on the use of the slide rule. Some foreigner has contributed 130 yen for articles we need. The donor's name was not revealed. We're to submit suggestions on what to buy. I think I will suggest mosquito exterminator or nets, as they were real bad last night. Charles F. Gregg. Exercise and walk around the park. Breakfast of rice cereal, coffee, and bread. Since Friday, our group has cleaned up the entire building. Word that someone has donated 130 yen for purchase of equipment for us. Probably we'll get ball bats, balls, and two gloves, together with electric irons and boards. Roy Henning. May Day, fine day. Saw a baseball game in the park. Reading Mark Twain's Innocents Abroad. Studying music. Mixed new cherry jam. May 2nd, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Sakamoto-san took Carl and me out shopping to look for equipment this afternoon. A leisurely tour, had sporting goods equipment set aside, and also a dictionary and atlas. Visited the roof garden of the Daimaru department store, had tea, and at another place, ice cream. Stopped at Tommy's, and Carl bought pajamas for his wife. Harold Brinkerhoff. There has been a dearth of news. Things must not be going too well for these people. We have been having a 20-minute exercise period in the park at 7:30 a.m. Brunton has been drawing some houses, adaptable to the weather of Guam, to pass the time. Roy Henning. Overcast but balmy weather. Whittled out a fort from bamboo. May 3, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Rain all day. Read How Green Was My Valley by Richard Llewellyn. One of the best books I have ever read. Brunton led Vesper service, but Catholic Father's sermonette was extremely poor. No thought was behind a group of random sentences. Harold Brinkerhoff. It is a dreary day. It started raining during the night and has continued all day. I am reading Reaching for the Stars by Nora Wong, a story of pre-war Germany. We had a good breakfast and curry and rice for lunch. Roy Henning. Sunday, rained all night. Wonderful sleeping weather. Received 130 yen donation to our group, some spent on athletic equipment, irons, and games. Rice and curry for lunch. Drew picture of ship on portfolio. Bryant Sterling. Finished up in kitchen today. 3 weeks all told. Didn't do bad. Plenty of jam ahead and about 4 jars of sweet stuff. Have had more than I've wanted to eat in the last few weeks. Pleitner helped today in Wong's place. Brinkerhoff starts tomorrow. Gave Wong a pair of sailor pants. He retaliated by selling me a jar of real strawberry jam for 50 cents. I had put it in my suitcase and the lid came off, lost about a quarter of it. Art started Chuck-a-Luck game, which blew up as he gave too big a push on two dice. Man does him bit by placing a bingo game in the afternoon. Bill Falvey and I started to study the slide rule today. He lent me 5 yen to help pay for one, but haven't gotten it yet. Carl West is still working on it, and in the meantime, I'm borrowing Hofstede's. We also plan on studying algebra together as soon as the books come in. Swiss Consul donated 200 yen for books. Big beef at muster last night, as it was learned some guys were going uptown at nights. Never did catch the culprits. About the first thing that happened around here I wasn't in on. Thank heavens. Lou gave five of us a banana each for cleaning up the garbage behind the porch. May 4th, 1942. Harold Brinkerhoff. I started work in the kitchen. I am to have duty for 3 weeks. I have to put out the silver, glasses, and butter pads. I help dry the dishes and put them away. I receive an extra plate of food for helping. I couldn't eat it all and shared with Brunton and Doc McNulty. We had small eels about 4 inches long for lunch. They were good. I took kitchen duty to get the extra food and to pass the time away. I also get a chance to buy food from the Chinese boys that they bring in. It looks like we might get some excitement. The white warning flag is up and light bulbs were taken out of our rooms. The Chinese boys said there was a raid but didn't know where. Roy Henning. Overcast, not cold though. Exercise in the park, shaved, read booklet on Japanese gardens, took shower and washed clothes. Charles F. Gregg. An uneventful day spent mostly in writing statement to the police of things that should be taken care of for the internees. Precautionary air raid alarm and all lights out in the bedrooms, baths, etc. Bryant Sterling. Blackout tonight, but no air raid. May 5th, 1942. Harold Brinkerhoff. My first day in the kitchen is over. I feel like a toy balloon. Our stomachs are shrunk, so a little extra food makes us all feel blown up. Today is our 14th wedding anniversary. I hope Elzeta is thinking of me as I am thinking of her. It seems centuries ago we were wed in Riverside, but I remember everything as if it was yesterday. I surely wish I could be with you, Elzeta, so we could celebrate. If I ever leave my family again, I hope I will be shot. Never again will I go any place unless my family goes with me. The only mention of yesterday was there was a precautionary alarm in eastern Japan. We heard from outside that Tokyo, Yokohama, and Nagoya were bombed about dusk on May the 4th. It's funny how we get the news. Most of it is from small items. Some time back, the paper had a small, unobtrusive article that the Burma Road had been closed. Today there was a short paragraph that said the drive on Mandalay had dangerously threatened the Burma Road, so it has been in use all the time. The last air raid was belittled by the Japanese in today's paper, the April 18th raid. Hitler's latest speech is also in the paper. It says if Japan can do such and so, that such and so will result. A very inconclusive speech. We have had some whale steak. It is coarse and very dark, but it has a good flavor. It makes me think of venison, but is coarser. I've been in the kitchen 3 days. I can't eat the extra food, so I take it to our room, and we all take a crack at it. Charles F. Gregg. Received a cast gift of 158 yen through the police from Mr. Hisashi Kotaka, Kobe Nagai Kyokai, care of Teikoku Seiso, 38 Akashi Machi, Kobe. The home address of Mrs. Allen's mother is Mrs. Lawrence Law, 9 Woodrings Close, Hatch End, Middlesex, England, and that one of her friends, Mrs. G.W. Vivian, Maycliffe, Gomersall, near Leeds, Yorkshire, England. Carl and I, with Nakai and Mabuchi, went out and bought 3 baseballs, 2 bats, 2 gloves, a medicine ball, dictionary, atlas, and indoor games with the money. In the evening, we heard that Tokyo, Yokohama, and Nagoya had been bombed on Monday afternoon. Roy Henning. Bright sunny day. Sunbathe in the court. Reading Second Thoughts of an Idle Fellow. Good philosophy. Bob Vaughn and I have glass of buttermilk and ketchup sandwich at 3 p.m. every day now. Popular Mechanics, Science, and Invention magazines bought for the group. Also sports equipment. Practice music. Bryant Sterling. Spent all day studying on Hofstede's slide rule. Jack Taylor is my teacher. Sure knows his stuff. Gave him and Bill Big Red Apple, also Hofstede. Got 5 from the Jams kid. Cost 20 cents each, but well worth it, as they're extremely scarce here. Carl West brought in my slide rule tonight. It's a dandy. Costs 11.8 yen. Carl brought about 10 old Popular Mechanic magazines for 12.5 yen. Medicine ball 13.75 yen. Said they wanted 1.8 yen for old Esquire. And this concludes episode 24 or 22 of the We Raise the Stars and Stripes Over Japan podcast. Thanks so much for listening.